We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Who is that with the weather forecast? Was that Confidential Carl?
Excellent.
Okay, here's your forecast for today. It's going to be hot and humid. Could be a thunderstorm. Okay, yeah, whatever. Here we go, getting underway with hour number two, the Bobby Mack Electric Radio Program, with yours truly, the attack dog of the right, the bombastic loudmouth of the south. And as always, your input is invited, encouraged, and welcomed. Ingalls Advantage Talk Line, 800-347-1063. Common Sense Retirement Planning Text Line number, 71307. You remember... Before I took a couple days off last week. Oh, and by the way, I don't think I've thanked Tony Dale for coming in from the bullpen, limbering up his arm, not to mention his vocal cords, and filling in for me on Thursday and Friday. You may remember I had the two ladies who are reporters wrote this book, Justice on Trial, about the heated controversy that developed around the Supreme Court nomination of Brett Kavanaugh. To SCOTUS, right? Well, my friends at Newsbuzz, and I mentioned when we were doing the interview that their book was number one on Amazon, all right? Now, usually there's a correlation between best-selling books. If they're number one on Amazon, they get a pretty good chance of being number one on the New York Slimes bestseller list. Au contraire. When the book does not toe the line from the truth machine that is the left, right? Newsbusters, newsbusters.org, Tim Graham, did some checking around on this because he was a little suspicious. Wait a minute. The Justice on Trial book is number one on Amazon, but it's only number six on the New York Slimes bestseller list? How is this possible? Conservatives have repeatedly protested how the Slimes bestseller list doesn't live up to its name. Books by, well, just to name a couple, David Limbaugh, Rush's brother, Dinesh D'Souza, have somehow had difficulty breaking through into the Slimes bestseller list. Latest example came from Sean Davis of The Federalist, and the book in question is Justice on Trial by Molly Hemingway of The Federalist and Carrie Severino, the two authors of the book who were on with me last week. The book about the Kavanaugh confirmation shot to number one on Amazon, but the Slimes was playing games again. Davis says they fudged it. Imagine such a thing. Industry sales figures show that the New York Slimes actually ignored real data on nationwide sales in order to depress the rankings, not just for Ms. Hemingway and Severino's book, but also Mark Levin's latest book on the corruption of modern journalism. The great one, of course, follows me tonight at 7. Right here, I find myself in the enviable position of being the in the middle of the delicious Oreo cookie that is Rush Limbaugh on one side and Mark Levin on the other. Now, according to Publishers Weekly, the only public source of point-of-sale data on book sales, Justice on Trial was the top-selling nonfiction book published over the last week. Mark Levin's Unfreedom of the Press was number two. So these two books are number one and number two. But hold the phone. The Times list puts Mark's book at number five, Hemingway and Severino's at number six. Inquiring minds want to know, how can everything above them on the New York Times bestseller list have sold fewer copies than their books did? Davis continues, in fact, a comparison of rankings based on sales figures and the New York Times list shows a massive discrepancy between reality and what the editors of the Times list apparently wish to be true. For example, six of the top 15 bestsellers by actual sales, six of the top 15 are entirely absent from the New York Times bestseller list. And guess what? I know you'll be stunned to hear this. The Times similarly boosted books by left-wing authors and placed them on their list despite sales figures showing much lower rankings. An anti-Trump book by left-wing activist Joyless Reid of BSNBC, for example, was placed on the New York Times list at number 15 despite sales figures showing it was barely the 25th best-selling nonfiction book in the country last week, with fewer than 3,200 books sold. 3,200. Last time an author sold that few books, her name was Hillary Clinton. Despite selling nearly 10% more books than Joyless Reid, a new book by right-wing TV personality Tommy Lahren was left off the New York Times list. The Times was also blasted earlier this year for including Valerie Jarrett's book on its list during its debut week, despite the fact that the book sold next to zero copies. At the time her book was included on the Times list, it wasn't even ranked in the top 1,000 books on Amazon, and it didn't even crack the top 1,200 books sold by Barnes & Noble. But you gotta give the Times credit here, you know. They are right out there at the pointy end of the progressive socialist Marxist agenda, where truth, again, doesn't much matter. It's what we wish to be true that really counts, you see. Rather than collecting nationwide data on book sales across all platforms and locations, the Times reportedly surveys only select retailers, the identities of which the paper refuses to disclose. Well, good thing that an organization like the New York Times believes in transparency. But you know, we know the way the left is. You know, it's their way or the highway. Pretty pathetic, though. And it's amazing that Mark Levin's book actually did make it to number one on the New York Times bestseller list, which must have really stroked out the book editors at the Times. Take a quick break here, and then when we come back on the other side, the Thought Police strike again. This time, support for MAGA and President Trump carries a painful price for Miss Michigan. That's next here on the Bobby Mack Show.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. T-Mobile.com.
What can I say except...
Rock on, brother.
Why not? Rick Derringer. Pretty good music and had a pretty good little pistol, too. 421 here on the Bobby Mack Show. Great to have you along here on this Monday afternoon. Monty Penny shaking her head in disbelief, as if she doesn't know by now where I'm going with this stuff. And once again, we see the fascist extremism of the left. This from the Liberty Nation website today. Doesn't pay to be a Trump supporter. In fact, when it comes to popularity contests in America, you could end up losing your crown. Kathy Zhu, Z-H-U, a Chinese-American immigrant, is an avid Donald Trump supporter and conservative, and she isn't afraid to speak her mind. However, the left's irrational fear of free speech led to the young pageant winner losing her hard-earned title, as well as being called racist, Islamophobic, and, wait for it, insensitive. Which of those is worse, do you think, Money Pitty? Islamophobia, racist, or insensitive? Probably insensitive, I'm guessing. She tweeted, Miss World America's state national chief director accused me of being racist, Islamophobic, and insensitive. They stripped me of my Miss Michigan title due to my refusal to try on a hijab in 2018. My tweet about black-on-black gun violence, can't mention that, and insensitive statistical tweets. The state director of the Miss World America Beauty Pageant for Michigan, Lori DeJack, sent an email to Zhu stating that effective immediately, she would no longer be recognized as a participant of any sort or in any capacity, adding that Ms. Zhu's tweets on social media have included offensive, insensitive, and inappropriate content and demanded that she remove all evidence of having taken part in the contest. Yeah, free speech? What's that? This is 1984. This is Orwellian leftism in action. Zhu, whose Twitter profile says she is an independent thinker and political commentator who wants to fight for freedom of thought, was condemned for posting what she insists are mere facts. Well, Ms. Zhu, I hate to break this to you, but the left is unconvinced by facts. They have their own ideology, and they live inside this bubble where unicorns dance in fields of gold, and if you deviate from their program, well, then you're drummed out of the club. When Zhu asked the director to provide examples of her insensitive tweets, DeJack cited a 2016 message which read, Did you know that other blacks cause the majority of black deaths? Fix problems within your own community before blaming others. Uh-oh. As Liberty Nation's Jeff Charles pointed out, the high level of black-on-black crime is a reality that negatively affects members of that community. Facts and statistics provide proof of this, yet the 20-year-old beauty pageant winner was severely reprimanded for arguing the point. See, it doesn't matter that what you're saying is the truth. If you deviate from the groupthink, well, that's it. That was not the totality of Ms. Zhu's offenses, however, and the next accusation really sends chills down the conservative spine. At a school function, Ms. Zhu refused to put on a hijab, which, according to the MWA, this pageant group, is a seriously offensive and racist crime. The pageant winner responded to DeJack's email with questions of her own. Do you know what is insensitive? What's insensitive is that women in the Middle East are getting stoned to death for refusing to obey their husband's order to wear hijabs. A Muslim woman tried to forcibly put a hijab on my head without my permission. I tweeted about it on social media, and it got the attention of the media. Almost everyone was supportive of me refusing to be put in that situation. Are the people in NWA applying that they advocate for the punishment of women who refuse to wear a hijab? If this was a Catholic rosary that someone forced me to try on and I refused, people would have not even batted an eye. Miss Zhu, a student at the University of Central Florida when the incident occurred, she did not feel comfortable participating in an event to mark World Hijab Day. What? I didn't even know there was a World Hijab Day, and why is there one? And she declined to try on the garment. Her refusal to don the Islamic head covering, Zhu claims, is one of the reasons the pageant group confiscated her crown and her title. Miss Zhu has more than 100,000 followers on Twitter. Many of them have stood by her message. Every now and then, of course, idiotic rhetoric from the left will pop up. For example, accusing her of being a white supremacist. See, there you go. She is, of course, a Chinese American. Wouldn't that make her? Wait a second. Wait a moment. Wouldn't that make her a woman of color? In one tweet, Zhu responded by saying, you know I'm Asian, right? The left will do everything they can to place this white supremacist label on all Trump supporters, even on Asians. You know, their arrogance is exceeded only by their stupidity. Bobby, let us never forget the left could not do most of what they're doing if they didn't have the silent backing of the never-Trumpers. They are the truly despicable ones. Even in the face of all this, all they can do is complain about Trump. Bob, St. Joseph's Catholic School had a World Hijab Day event at the school where two young Muslim girls came in and talked about how wonderful the hijab is. Yeah. Well, look, America is a country that has freedom of religion, and that you want to be Islamic, be Islamic. But it is not a country where another religion can be forced down the throat of somebody else. But Bobby, want to apologize to you and the world word family. I texted in last week that the Trumpster played on the Andy Griffith show. I read that wrong. Sorry for the false information. That's all right. We checked it out and discovered it was inaccurate. Bobby, Wazer reporting in on this afternoon's traffic. Traffic is crawling Gaffney to Spartanburg, 85 South. Even on the best of days, that is a real joyous commute. 4:30 here on the Bobby Mac Show. Evan is in for little Annie in the news center today, and I'm right back on the other side. When I come back, 50th anniversary of the moon landing was this past weekend. Are there still people out there who believe the moon landing was faked? That and more is on the way. Amazing True Facts is next here on the Bobby Mac Show on Monday.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app, the biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.
Work.
You're absolutely right, Governor LePetitme, and that's what we do slavishly, slaving away over a hot microphone and computer terminal for 4 hours each weekday afternoon. Great to have you along. 4:37, 23 before 5. And as promised before we went to the break, time for the Monday edition of...
Ladies and gentlemen, once again, Bob McLean presents Amazing True Facts.
Yes, indeedy. Missed it on Saturday, but wasn't here, of course, was a big day, the 50th anniversary of the day we landed on the moon. Or did we really land on the moon? Here we go. Let's get the conspiracy theories rolling. According to a new survey, 20% of Americans today believe the moon landing was faked. Only 59% are sure it definitely happened. People who actually witnessed the moon landing on TV are way more likely to believe it was real. People under 50 were three times more likely to say it was fake than people over 50. Also, as you might expect, people who believe the moon landing was faked are way more likely to believe other conspiracy theories. 59% believe vaccines cause autism. That one's highly debatable. 36% believe the Earth is flat. Wait a minute, if the Earth is flat, how come nobody's ever walked off the edge? 63% believe Hillary Clinton is running a devil-worshipping child sex trafficking ring out of a pizza place. Okay. I'm not even going there. You know what happened on July 17th? Probably escaped your attention. Halloween. What? Yeah, believe it or not, starting July 17th, you can already order your Halloween stuff from Target. Yeah, you know that famous French store, Target. It's not just last year's stuff that's been collecting cobwebs in a warehouse. A lot of it is new stuff for Halloween 2019, listed with a release date of August 22nd. But why wait, right? Target isn't the only one who's already in Halloween mode. The website HalloweenCostumes.com released the results of their 2019 Halloween in America survey. Because you're so curious, here in mid-July, right? They found 34% of adults think kids should start trick-or-treating alone at age 11. One in seven would wear a sexy Halloween costume to a work event. And one in three will dress their pet in a costume. Like Miss Megan, who typically on Halloween dresses as Wonder Woman. And that's a good look for her, too. She looks cute. Next week, of course, in Amazing True Facts, Christmas trends. And Valentine's Day trends. Well, we'll have those for you on September 2nd, right after Labor Day. Now, this is kind of an unnecessarily complicated way to try to get free Slurpees. Although they're good and free is a good price. Take the case of Rachel Langford, St. Louis, Missouri. On July 11th, that would be 7-11. Get it? She gave birth to a baby girl at 7:11 p.m. The little baby girl weighed, 7 pounds, 11 ounces. Rachel says, yeah, she plans to contact 7-Eleven to tell them all about it.
And there's been more news of that since then.
Oh, yeah?
7-Eleven Corporation has come forward, and they're going to give...
free Slurpees for life.
No, they're going to give $7,111 to start the child's college fund.
That's a really good move. That's a good PR move. And if you're wondering, move the microphone back and forth. Leave the mic on while you're sliding it back and forth, Moneypenny. If you're wondering what this... What that sound is. our microphones are on a little boom, and Moneypenny doesn't keep it in front of her all the time. So when she pulls it over to make a comment or two, that's where you hear the groaning of the metal fatigue.
Don't lie, Bobby. We have Chewbacca in the studio with us.
I've got Chewbacca's roar somewhere. There you go. Here's breaking news. From Amazing True Facts, someone was served something really gross at Taco Bell. Yeah. So what's the amazing true fact about this, Bob? Well, Eva Saint is her name. Last week, she got nachos at a Taco Bell in Fishkill, New York. Before she started eating them, she noticed something strange appeared to be mixed in. Something that looked like... Well, a doorknob. Call the store. It wasn't actually a doorknob. It was the knob off a nacho cheese pump. Still unclear how it wound up on her nachos. She said employees at the store originally hung up on her. There's good customer relations. But eventually she talked to the manager, who offered her some discounts. Not to worry, Taco Bell says it's investigating how this happened, and they'll get to the bottom of it. And I mentioned this to somebody the other day. The Journal of Sports Science has a new study found a trick to performing better. And it might work, you know, in other aspects of life as well, not just athletics. Researchers in the UK watched how 22 different cyclists pump themselves up for a bunch of 10-kilometer races.
I want to pump you up.
They found that talking to yourself in the second person leads to better performance. In other words, and saying instead of saying, I can do this, I can do this, saying, you can do this to yourself, all right? The ones who talked to themselves in the second person consistently did better and finish the races faster. Researchers aren't sure why it works, but they have two theories, saying you instead of I might help psychologically by giving you a more distanced perspective, like you're on the outside looking in, or it mimics the way a coach or parent would speak to you, and that alone puts you in a more disciplined mindset. Or here's another theory, one postulated by me, it could be that the cyclists who said, you can do this, were much better cyclists than the ones who said, I can do this. And as a result, bicycled faster. But I hate to be a cynic. There you go. There's today's amazing true facts. 5:15 here on the Bobby Mac Show. The Odd Squad continues to ingratiate themselves to all true patriotic Americans, he said sarcastically. Now, Ilhan Omar makes an even more ridiculous, outrageous, disgusting claim about President Trump. Share that with you on the other side. Yeah, we use this for the longest time as the theme song for our global warming updates. Ring of Fire, Johnny Cash.
Hoo-ah!
4:52, it's 5:08 here on the Bobby Mac Show. Before I get too far behind here on the text line this afternoon, Bobby, if you pump yourself up by talking in second person, but refer to yourself by a gender you don't accept, can you sue yourself? Now, there's an interesting conundrum. I would suggest, no, you can't sue yourself, but you could have yourself deported. Okay? Bobby, the Republicans need to reach across the aisle and slap the hell out of the squad. there are many who would sign up for that task. Bob, did the Taco Bell manager offer discounts for future doorknob purchases? No word on that. Bobby, me and AOC getting married. Would you give her away? Not in the sense you're thinking. Okay. Bobby Mack, Asians are the new whites. When people of color don't think the way leftists think, people of color are considered to be white racist. Well, how about with Trayvon Martin? We had the white Hispanic. What? Bobby, do you remember back in NASA's heyday, space sticks? Do you remember space sticks, Moneypenny? You ever heard of those? My mom would put one in my lunch every day. Lord, but I'm dating myself. Laugh out loud from Jim in Easley. Now, I was well into adulthood by the time the moon landing happened, so I was kind of beyond space sticks. Bobby, my granny blamed the weather on sending people to the moon, and she sent money to Oral Roberts. There you go. Heel! God bless that sweet woman from Gerald in Calpis. Bobby, isn't hijab part of Shriners? From Ray. No, that's, you're very close. Hijaz. You're thinking hijab. Bobby, Democrats are like the rat infestation in L.A. Despite trying to keep them in the back alley, they openly scamper throughout, can't be poisoned, and they bring disease. Who was it? One of the TV doctors said the other day that L.A. is on the verge of an outbreak of bubonic plague. Bubonic plague? God, welcome to the Dark Ages. Oh, there they are. Pillsbury Space Food Sticks. Balanced nutritional snack. Chewy chocolate. Yeah, and they had all kinds of different varieties. Hey, Bobby, how about having a misservative pageant? There you go. Bob, I have a different question. Are there people out there who believe the moon landing was real?
What?
Yeah. You ever go back and listen to the audio? I got to go back and find that. Wait a second. I may have it here. No, wait a minute. I know where it is. I got to play you this. Yeah, I think I have it in the file here. Here we go. This is from YouTube, 50th anniversary of the moon landing. Buzz Aldrin talks about the landing from start to finish. He did this interview in 2016 at a science museum in London, but they posted it for the first time. Got a bunch of crazy details. Do I have time to play this here? How long is this? Yeah, it's a minute 22. Here is Buzz Aldrin.
Neil said, I think we might be a little long.
Neil Armstrong. Well,
how could he tell that? He had some lines marked on the map, and looking at the clock we had, we were. We began to get some program alarms.
Give us a reading on the 1202 program alarm.
Which interrupted the displays. After a few minutes, they came back and said,
Roger, we got you. We're going at alarm.
Four forward, drifting to the right a little.
At about 100 feet, there's a light that comes on us, a fuel quantity light. And about that time, the capsule communicator, Charlie Duke, says,
60 seconds.
Okay, 100 feet, 60 seconds. We better ease down, is what I'm saying. But I don't want to disturb Neil by saying, hurry up.
Lights on.
A little further, 30 seconds, but we're 10 feet. I figured, we kind of made. We probably had about 15 seconds of fuel left.
We copy you down, Eagle.
Tranquility Base here. The Eagle has landed.
Roger, Tranquility. We copy you on the ground. You got a bunch of guys about to turn blue. We're breathing again. Thanks a lot.
Pretty amazing. You heard Buzz Aldrin say when they touched down in the lunar lander, they had about 15 seconds of fuel left. Those were some special kind of people. And if you hear Neil Armstrong's voice on there, he sounds as cool and calm as collected as hey, honey, would you get me a beer out of the fridge? Pretty amazing. Hour number three of the Bobby Mack Show is on the way, and this latest ridiculous claim from Ilhan Omar is on the way next.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.